My Experiences with Pa, by Ernest J. Whiting. As I recall things about Pa, I am sure that I was the luckiest one in the family, for he would always let me go with him if it were possible. I don't know just where to start. The first I remember was at the sawmill. I was very small. Pa would let me sit and watch him saw. It was a great thing for me. Then when I was a little older, I could watch the water and steam to see that it was as it should be. When I was 12 years old, we moved back to St. John's and I helped drive the teams. I must have been about 16 when Pa let me go with him and Herbert on a hunting trip to the Long H, which was north of St. John's. We hitched our team to the rear of the wagon to make a cart. We put our camp gear on and went to Seven Springs, where we made camp. We hunted through the cedar and found a few deer there. Herbert and I jumped a big buck when we crossed a deep little canyon, which was only about 40 feet from camp. Neither of us took a shot, we just stood there and he ran away, without a shot being fired. Pa got a real good buck though. Herbert had to go back home, because he was teaching school. Pa took the other horse, and figured he could get an antelope. At that time it was not illegal. I took the team and cart and went down the road, and spotted a herd of antelope a long way off. I could see the dirt kick up, and tell about where I was shooting. I shot all the bullets I had. I knew I had killed one antelope, but when I got over there I had killed three. In the night Pa got to where I had made camp, and he hadn't seen a thing. He went out the next morning, and shot a couple more antelope, and we then had our meat for the winter, with some fermented bottle and part for Pa to make into jerky. A Christmas Errand. The Christmas before I was 17 stands out in my memories to this day. The Christmas goods and toys for the store had been lost, and just 10 days before Christmas we received word that they were in Holbrook. Pa and I hitched four horses to a light wagon and started for Holbrook to get them. We made it about halfway the first night. We camped in a wash and Pa started a fire in a big cedar on the bank of the wash just above our camp. In the night the fire ran up on a large limb directly over the wagon. Pa got me out of bed to try and roll the wagon out of the way, but we couldn't even budge it. We put out the little sparks that were in the wagon and we went back to bed. I had just gotten warm and to sleep when Pa woke me up, and we went through the same thing all over again. This went on time after time the whole night through. We got to Holbrook the next day and loaded our Christmas goods and started home. In the night a bad blizzard came up, and Pa had gout in his leg so bad he could not take a step. I rearranged the load so there was a place for Pa down in between some of the large boxes. I wrapped him up in our bedroll and he stayed down there with his feet and legs hurting him very bad. The blizzard got worse and I had to force the horses to stay in the road by walking beside them. If I let go of the lines 1 minute, they moved out of the road. Even if I could have ridden on the wagon, there was no room the way I had it fixed for Pa. We made it to the Colorado crossing just out of Hunt. I gathered a pile of wood and made a big fire, got Pa out of his nest, and unhitched the horses after I had thawed my hands out. About this time the male buckboard came up to our fire. Marianne Christensen and Judge Ruiz were almost frozen. They had ridden in the back of the buckboard and were not dressed for this weather. The mail carrier, Dave Udall, was well dressed for the weather and was in fine shape. Christensen and Ruiz were shaking until they couldn't even talk. We got them thawed out, and on their way and we went to bed so we could get an early start and make it home the next day. I hitched the outfit up and got Pa settled and drove down to cross the river, which was full of about 2 feet of slush ice. I was going along fine, when about halfway across the back tire busted and flew off. I took the team and went to Hunt thinking I could borrow another wagon, but all I could find was another rear end. I had to bring it back and change rear ends out in the water without anyone or anything to help me. Using what I could find on the bank, I finally got it changed and we were on our way and made it home just about 3 days before Christmas. This made it so everyone could get their Christmas after all.